Isaiah chapter 33. Woe to you who spoils others, and you were not spoiled, and dealt treacherously, when they did not deal treacherously with you. When you will cease to spoil, you will be spoiled. And when you will make an end to deal treacherously, they will deal treacherously with you. O Lord Jehovah, be gracious to us. We have waited for you. Be their strength every morning, our salvation also in the time of trouble. At the noise of the tumult the people fled, at your rising up the nations were scattered. And your spoil will be gathered like the gathering of the caterpillar, he will run upon them as the running to and fro of locusts. The Lord Jehovah is exalted, because he lives on high. He has filled Zion with judgment and righteousness. And wisdom and knowledge will be the stability of your times, and strength of salvation, the fear of the Lord Jehovah is his treasure. Their valiant ones will cry outside, the ambassadors of peace will weep bitterly. The highways lie waste, the wayfaring man ceases. He has broken the covenant, he has despised the cities, he regards no man. The earth mourns and withers away, Lebanon is ashamed and cut down, Sharon is like a wilderness. And Bashan and Carmel shake off their fruits. Now I will rise, says the Lord Jehovah, now I will be exalted. Now I will lift up myself. You will conceive chaff, you will bring forth stubble, your breath, as fire, will devour you. And the people will be as the burnings of lime, as thorns cut up they will be burned in the fire. Listen, you who are far off, what I have done, and, you who are near, acknowledge my might. The sinners in Zion are afraid. Fearfulness has surprised the hypocrites. Who among us will live with the devouring fire? Who among us will live with everlasting burnings? He who walks righteously, and speaks uprightly. He who despises the gain of oppressions, who shakes his hands from holding of bribes, who stops his ears from hearing of blood, and shuts his eyes from seeing evil. He will live on high. His place of defense will be the fortresses of rocks, bread will be given him, his waters will be sure. Your eyes will see the king in his beauty, they will see the land that is very far off. Your heart will meditate terror. Where is the scribe? Where is the receiver? Where is he who counted the towers? You will not see a fierce people, a people of a deeper speech than you can perceive, of a stammering tongue, that you cannot understand. Look upon Zion, the city of our solemn assemblies. Your eyes will see Jerusalem a quiet place to live in, a tabernacle that will not be taken down. Not one of its stakes will ever be removed, neither will any of its cords be broken. But there the glorious Lord Jehovah will be to us a place of broad rivers and streams, where no boat will go with oars, neither will gallant ships pass by. Because the Lord Jehovah is our judge, the Lord Jehovah is our lawgiver, the Lord Jehovah is our king. He will save us. Your ropes are loosed. They could not strengthen their mast, they could not spread the sail, then the prey of a great spoil is divided. The lame take the prey. And those who live there will not say, I am sick. The people who live there will be forgiven their sin.